Let's fucking go, dude.
LFG.
LFG.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first quantum or bad podcast live from the Thicken Farms compound in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Brutal Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, some of the Quantimeter with Model of Millennium, Brian McFly.
Well, hey, good to be here.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, dudes?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole now. Let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
No.
More like Quantima, yes.
Thank you. Finally.
Finally.
Did you guys have any time to think about this?
I didn't read it.
All right,
let me read it, and you guys can think about it. If you were told your remains could become long pig, would you let the humans eat your flesh or not? And what if you had no choice but knew that you would be the main course of a food review video on YouTube?
Anyone else feel strongly about this, or should I just
like
go right
strong?
In?
I got opinions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they can make me a long pig.
Yeah,
I don't really care about my corporeal corpse once I've left it.
I want to try long pig. Whoa. So it would be nice if one of my bros, if they die, they would let me try them.
Would you want to eat long pig that you know?
I think, yeah, it would
sentimental,
be better.
Sentimental long pig?
Yeah, it would be bad. As long as...
Well, that's like, okay, say you did have a pet pig, right? And then you slaughter and kill him.
Uh-huh.
Would you want that versus just buying it off the shelf?
I think I would rather eat a friend of mine than a pig that I knew.
Because you know where it's been?
Sure.
There's sentimental value.
Also, the kid, the pig is cute.
You're now a piece of me. A part of me and, you know...
Wait, what?
What? Well, pardon me while I... part of me while I burst.
No, I would totally... And if anyone wanted to try me, I would let them do it. Why do I give a
on
shit?
On record.
And I would love to... I would get a kick out of it, you know? If I got to give someone that experience that really wanted to do it. Because it grosses people out.
I hear once you have that warmth in your belly, it never goes away.
That's right, dude.
I hear once you've tasted
forever.
It.
Once you go long pig, you never...
Go back.
Thank you.
You don't have to be clever.
Go back to short pig?
Yeah. What? Short pig? Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm out of
Wait,
here.
Is that short bacon?
Get out of here. You
I'm
ever
sorry.
Had fat back off of a baby yeah. back bitch?
You ever had the bacon off of a fat ass white woman?
So you guys wouldn't mind if you're recently
I'd
deceased
I'd
want to
be barbacoa'd if they're going to do the...
Long pog.
If they're going to do the food review, I want to be barbacoa'd.
Oh, yeah, just kind of, wait, and that's just kind of like shredded, or what's it called? Yeah,
shredded Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
I'd eat you, dude.
You'd have to be like lechon.
You piece of shit.
What's that?
It's just like it's the spit roast pig, or like a...
spit roasted one last time,
yeah,
dude.
One last spit roast with my bros. One last spit roast before I go.
I don't like this food review thing, though.
Wait, okay.
Yeah,
it
seems like it's going
to
be judgy. Oh, you can really taste his diet.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. If you wanted McDonald's, you could have just had McDonald's. You didn't have to eat me, asshole.
Do you think, would you taste better if you have like a...
It's all about marbling.
Yeah, it's all about the marbling, but it's also probably grass-fed marbling, though. Do you know what I mean? That's probably the apex.
Yeah, not fast food marbling.
Right.
No offense.
And if you eat too healthy and you exercise too much, you're probably gaming.
Yeah. Oh, gamey, yeah.
Gamey. You have that, like, acrid taste
I feel like
to
that's
you.
How I would taste.
You would taste gamey burrito?
Not too much meat on that
like,
bone.
I mean, I feel like I'm probably a very good consistency for human meat.
Yeah, you would be the best,
I
the
might
best
be,
meal.
I might be the best meal out of all of us.
Hey, ideal long pig.
Ideal long pig. Hey, listeners out there, rate the host based on who you would eat first.
I thought you were going to say rate your bros.
Rate your bros, yeah. Put it in the comments. Rate your bros.
Yeah, tag your bros. Tag the bro you'd most likely want to
at
dine
Army
on.
Hammer.
Yeah, this is easy. I mean, Arthur, are you not eating? Are
you got
not
reservations
having
about it?
Oh, I don't have any issues with having my flesh eaten after I died, but probably the food review. I mean, you're bugged by it too, right? So I'm on that boat.
I don't think I'd care. I mean, I'd be well, yeah.
Realistically, I wouldn't care. Let's be honest, because I'd be dead.
But also that.
But with the thought of you, when you're dying,
the thought of a wit bug.
Yeah, you're going through the contract and it says yes, you can eat my flesh. That rules. And then you double initial for the part that says this is awesome.
Or what if they have to slaughter you?
And then it says, however, you will be reviewed on a YouTube channel.
Yeah, just imagine they're like eating and they're like, you have to use a lot of sauce with Gemini.
No, Gemini needs extra salt.
Yeah.
It's a little dry.
They should put that on your driver's license, like the little donor heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be like a little pig.
What was that?
It could be like
a little pig.
I don't get it.
No, like the icon.
Oh, right.
You have the donor heart. And then icon. Dude, this is like, yeah.
A pig icon. Take my flesh.
Take my body.
Please.
I feel like long pig would be pretty expensive meat.
Well, yeah, it takes forever to raise.
Yeah.
And then
you have to get consent, I guess.
Depends on, yeah, like, and what if you want some veal long pig?
Oh, you go.
Shit, dude.
They only make that in one flavor. Chinese.
Oh, no. Yeah. It would be a lot easier to get it in China, for sure.
Are you crying, burrito?
There was someone coming up the driveway, but I remember my neighbor wasn't here yet.
He's coming up the driveway? Now burrito's getting his shotgun. I've seen this story in the news a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's close to Halloween, you know.
They're coming after your pumpkins, buddy. And your lawn gnome.
Oh, no.
You're going to make me
Oh, DXQ
pig.
Real quick. Lawn gnome.
Long gnome.
What do you know about lawn gnomes?
There was a shortage of lawn gnomes earlier this year.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
It was a COVID. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, they get shipped from some place.
I think I read that.
And this place couldn't get them out of their warehouse because of shipping problems. Spoiled?
No, I'm just kidding.
Jim and I told me something.
Yeah.
It went bad.
He told me something.
Does anybody have anything else about lawn gnomes?
Long gnomes.
David the Gnome. He seems to be the ideal lawn gnome.
Yeah, he's an archetype.
Cartoon.
I hate him.
Can you name the fox in David the Gnome?
Swift.
Yeah, we've been over this. How about the wife of David the Gnome?
Yeah, we did.
What's
her
name?
Schlitzfight?
Yeah, she's a plump little lady, isn't she?
Greta?
She looks like a Greta.
Brunhilde?
Gemini, you want to? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's say Gemini that I decided to put a gnome out, a little lawn gnome, in front of my apartment.
Right.
What kind of thing would I be signaling to the neighborhood?
That I don't know.
That you're DTF, man. Any way, shape, or form. Anybody. It's a swinger thing.
Okay. I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
I was telling him,
symbol.
I was like, what if you just like.
I thought that was like pineapples.
I was like, what if you just.
I thought that
I've
was
heard
pink
flamingos.
Yeah,
right. I've heard pineapples.
How about pink flamingos?
I don't know
what
about pink flamingos.
If you just like garden gnomes and then like all of a sudden you're getting.
With your neighbors.
Well, and I guess that's just win-win, dude. You like, you're enjoying some garden gnomes and you're getting some free box.
I always think it's dudes knocking at your door.
It's usually dudes.
It's always dudes knocking at the swinger party door.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
If you had garden gnomes in your front yard, it's the
sign.
Don't
come here no more. It's like me and the missus are down to...
To swap.
Wife swap.
Wife or cum swap.
Yes.
Either.
Right.
Yes, please.
Speaking of cum...
You ever come to Netflix and check out some movies?
Do you ever come to Netflix and check out some movies?
Yes. What?
Okay. Well, here's a movie coming out. Cowboy Bebop, starring John Cho.
Oh, it's not a movie.
It's a series. That's right.
It's a series, yeah.
There's a series coming out. Live action series. Cowboy Bebop.
Beep,
Burrito, do you want to break us down a little bit? I didn't.
Tell us about it. First off, what's Cowboy Bebop? Never heard of it.
I've never seen it, really.
Brian has never seen or heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Okay, so Cowboy Bebop. I like to use Gemini's...
Description?
Yeah, I wouldn't say description.
Liner notes.
Yeah, like, he always says that...
They're called Geminotes.
Okay.
If you ask someone...
Gemaliner notes?
...what their favorite anime is, that's not actually the question. There's an understood subtext to that. That is, what's your favorite anime that isn't Cowboy Bebop?
Why?
It's just so corn quintessential of an anime that pretty much everyone who watched it, it would go straight to the top.
I see.
Yeah, I think it was one of those that really turned a lot of people in the United States onto anime.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, it wasn't Akira?
That helped.
So
but
are you saying
but, serialized yeah. anime, you know
wasn't
what I mean?
Wasn't Sailor Moon?
Is it like, does that make it a good anime or does it make it too accessible?
No, it makes it a great anime.
Oh, okay. Like if you looked up anime in the dictionary, it'd be one of the prime examples.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the three examples they show in the dictionary
or
encyclopedia. Britannica.
Yeah, and it's not
hardcover.
Jesus. On the shelf.
Shit, dude.
It's not. It's not really like. It's not super out there. Like, it's very realistic, in the sense that
even the art's not like wild or anything.
Yeah, it's not overdone. I guess is a good way to say it.
It's super grounded. What is probably the right way to say it? It has a fundamental story in a universe that you believe exists. And these people are very well within this universe.
So these are intergalactic bounty hunters.
That would help me a lot when anime, because I don't want it to be. I'd like a grounded one. So,
and
maybe
so what's
I'll
going on with these bounty hunters? They're just looking for people?
They're just out running bounties.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the future, I think it's like 2070 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth has been made uninhabitable.
Battlefield Earth?
Sure, man.
The ghost himself. Yeah.
That's how you can relate.
And so humans have moved out into the solar system, and so there's inter-solar system travel with spaceships and everything, but there aren't aliens. It's still all just humans, right?
Kind of like Dune.
Yeah. I would liken it a lot with Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
It's very much like that. It's kind of
western-y. I never saw Firefly.
Free Joss Whedon.
It's like a space western, I guess you could call it. There's that feeling of...
There are titties.
Yeah. There's that feeling of being kind of like out, what am I trying to say?
It is.
Out in the Wild West, I guess.
Yeah.
Pioneering.
Yeah. There's sort of a noir feel to a little bit of it.
And nomadic as well? Is it Western?
It's definitely got Western notes.
It's kind of Western, yeah.
It does have like the slow, steady stuff and then like some
like
whistles.
It's called Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, it's called Cowboy Bebop.
But they're intergalactic bounty hunters.
Yeah. Where do you think they got that idea?
Bounty hunters are called cowboys. So
that's cool. This sounds cool.
So there's a whole sci-fi aspect to it because they're in space.
But it's very, very grounded.
Yeah, like the characters are relatable.
Yeah.
Like they're just like people. And you kind of get to learn them.
As it goes on. It's short. What is it, like 13 episodes? That's another thing about it.
No, it's like 24, 26, something like that.
That's
with like
two
all the
seasons.
Movies and everything, or just...
No.
This is back when they made 20 episode seasons.
Yeah.
This is back when they did that.
Wow, it was only from May 1st, 1998 to October 1998. No, that's the manga, I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is, it's an open and closed thing, too, so it's not like... You know, super serialized to where there's 100 episodes and it feels like you can never get to the end.
Like One Piece?
It's a story. It's a full story, open and closed.
26 episodes.
Over the course of 26 episodes.
Yeah. And there is a movie that came out after it, but it takes place within the series.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I got a long list, though. I haven't even seen
RoboCop.
It's
on Netflix right now. Oh, yeah. He's never seen RoboCop.
Yet. No.
The anime is on Netflix.
Is on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so
I was actually going to give it a rewatch.
I've started it again.
Oh,
I'm on episode 3, yeah.
Let's make it a topic of discussion, guys. How about it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, let's talk about the impression of the live-action John Cho one.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Coming to fruition, does it have legs?
It's been a very, very long time
Squid
coming.
Game.
Everybody's been talking about it forever.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to check it out because they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've remained cautiously optimistic throughout this whole I think I'm still cautiously optimistic.
It's on the movie poster. It says cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Dash West Burrito. West Burrito, comma, Slam City Radio.
There you go. Represent.
Yeah. I mean, I think it... Oh, man. I'm going to paint myself into a corner.
Wow.
I want to say I think it'll be good.
Oh, no.
Will you have the tissues nearby for whatever reason?
I don't think so.
Because Feifei's on the screen. You got a nut in that tissue.
Tell me about Feifei. What is this character about?
Faye Valentine.
Yeah.
She the female lead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
She shows up.
I'm just trying to sell this to Brian.
She shows up.
It's not looking good, dude.
Not at the beginning.
Oh, no. Is it because it's
like
animated?
Second or third episode.
Oh, does it?
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay.
What's going on?
Is this her?
That's her.
Oh, my God.
She has amnesia, right? Like, she was cryogenically frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find that out later.
Would
basically,
you describe her as a nymph?
Nymph?
Omaniac?
I don't think so.
No, I mean like a little tiny fairy-type creature.
No.
She's not super
small. She's a substantial woman.
So, nah.
She's a whole lot of woman.
She's a full-size lady.
She's a substantial lady.
There's a corgi in it.
There is a corgi.
That every corgi's named...
Right.
Yeah.
Like really? If you ever see a corgi on the street named Ayn, you know Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. 100%. Short for Einstein. Clever, huh?
Einstein was a dog in Back to the Future.
He's supposed to be genetically modified, right? To be like super smart.
Super smart.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Watch the anime. He's going to watch the anime.
Maybe.
Just, I mean, like, you probably like it from the drop.
Okay.
It starts off pretty hot.
That's cool. I needed to start hot.
The music is great. Everyone loves the music.
The music is fat shit.
Tank by the Seatbelts.
Right. Isn't that a great name for a fucking band? A Japanese band?
Yeah, Seatbelts. That's pretty good. Or just Seatbelts is better than the Seatbelts.
Yeah. It is just Seatbelts. Wow.
Good for them.
Does it also have the exclamation point?
For Tank?
Tank, yeah. Exclamation point.
Oh, Tank has it. Okay.
Yeah. So he's in. And we're all going to go start watching it as well.
I mean, yeah, but I never really do the homework, so we'll see what happens.
Have you guys heard of Just Egg?
Just Egg?
Actually, backtrack it. Your perfect segue would be into Dune.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think, Burrito?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
we both saw Dune.
Where's the segue? Together.
Hey, speaking of Cowboy Bebop.
Speaking of
things you've watched. Yeah, speaking of the exact same story.
Speaking of future stories where there's no aliens.
Yeah, speaking of future stories where
there are no aliens.
There are no aliens.
Which is Dune. Did you read the books, Burrito? Were you that kind of guy?
I've never read the books.
It's definitely a kind of guy that read Dune.
I went with that kind of guy. He was like a year ago he started preparing by reading the books.
Oh, no.
Oh, but you're okay, so he was an original book reader.
Yeah, that kind of guy is definitely the guy who sought out the book
way before the movie.
Yeah, like years ago.
There's been movies before.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's just hated them all.
I have tried to get through the David Lynch. I think I told Gemini this the other day. I've tried to get through the David Lynch
Geminitis
movie from the 80s.
Geminitis.
And I don't remember the end of it, probably because I've never finished it. I don't know if it's because I was really young when I was watching it and I just didn't grab me.
Yeah, it didn't grab me
either.
I didn't finish it either.
Yeah.
But this one is, what I will say, it's good. It looks great. I mean, the sound is great.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is amazing. It looks beautiful. I'm starting to think that this director, he did Arrival and he did Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
He I feel like he cares more about the
aesthetics.
Way it looks. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I need a plot or I need to do the rest of it. As an excuse to show how beautiful his movie can be.
But Blade Runner.
Yes. Well, because I don't remember what it was. I remember thinking this was a pleasant experience. It looked cool. I don't remember what it was about. I don't remember anything about it other than it looked cool. So that's I think that's what's going to happen with this.
Blade Runner?
Yeah, 2049.
He's an intergalactic bounty hunter.
2049.
Yeah, but I don't remember the particulars, you son of a bitch.
Space cowboy?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, you were just making a callback. I don't know why I got so mad at you just now. Arthur, please forget me.
We're all
good.
And
the Earth is a wasteland.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because they live high above.
In Dune?
Yeah,
Blade Runner. A little bit Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, anyways, what did you think, Burrito?
I had the same kind of reaction that you did. I thought it was,
Movie's available to watch now?
Yeah.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Burrito saw it in theaters.
I did see it in theater.
He went to a COVID party.
So I can't even speak to it. I don't know if it'll be boring. I feel like it might be a little boring if you watch it at
home.
That's
why you have to have a hole in the popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Do you have to have a hole in the popcorn bucket, Burrito?
Actually, no. It's very long.
Okay.
That's what she said.
It's so long he doesn't need the hole in the pocket.
What do you mean?
Yeah, let's forget about the bucket, baby.
It's a long movie, but I didn't feel like it was long.
No, it was good.
She said,
when you say long, are you saying like 3 hours, 15 minutes?
No,
it's almost 3 hours.
Almost 3.
It's like 2:40.
Yeah, it's probably 2:40.
Yeah.
Which is actually like 2:30 because there's so many special effects. It takes up like 5 minutes of credits.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, like,
no,
you're
right.
Real
about
the, like,
about
the
that.
Actual movie, how much you're actually watching.
That's yeah, nobody true. Watches the credits.
Depends, because you know those
there's
Marvel movies.
The
you gotta wait for
there's
the
something
end.
Afterwards. Don't damn. Leave, you fair
so
weather
special.
Fans.
It's so special. I can't miss
sit
this.
Sit down, you fair weather fans. Yeah. Have some respect for the movie.
I can't wait till. Wait, does it. On those post credit sequences, do they just put them online the next day, anyways?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
You don't need to stick around for
just
the credits.
Just go home. That's what every single
usually
Usher
this,
in here is saying.
It leaks
even
out like
Usher
day
St. Cloud.
You remember that one. Where it was like after The Dark Knight Rises, and it was like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, it like came in, and it was like implied that he would be Robin, and there would be.
Oh yeah,
that
Dark
never
Knight?
Happened.
Can you validate this, Burrito? Because I don't think I've ever
remember
seen this.
That?
Yes.
Yeah, what was that all about? They just like were kind of pretending.
Where did they take that?
Nowhere.
They were just joking.
It was the end of the Nolanverse.
Yeah, it was the end of the Nolanverse.
Yeah, but like
there wasn't a movie after that.
But wasn't there an implication that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was going to be Robin?
It was heavily implied.
Yeah.
And then that never happened.
You don't have to.
Because there wasn't any other movie after that.
Yeah, I guess so.
If they do another one, maybe they'll think
about
that.
I know, but like Warner Brothers could have done that.
If you see the cops, Warner Brother.
WB, dude. Female Body Inspector. What's it called?
Oh, yeah. FBI.
Is that what it is?
FBI, Female Body Inspector.
Man, this is making me miss fries. Electronics, dude. Where do I get my shirts like that?
Your shitty shirts and your shittier fries. Cologne. Fritters. Should have called it French fries. That might have saved the franchise.
Shit. Freedom fries is what they should have called it.
They really should have called it freedom fries. You're right.
I guess the thing that everyone should probably know well by now is that Dune is the first part of Dune. There is a second part that's coming.
The first part. Called Sand.
If you go to go watch it and expect it to be the entire book or the entire David Lynch movie, you are going to be disappointed because
you're sorely mistaken.
It's just the first part.
Because it might be three parts for the first book, right?
For all you fucking know, it's three parts.
I think it's just going to be two.
Two? Okay. Because the like in screenwriting, or it's like as far as like acts go, this movie ends at the beginning of what a first act should end, the way where it should end. So to some people, they're probably going to think it's pretty boring and uneventful because
it's a lot of introduction to the universe. It's a lot of
it might be
telling you
they should have done this in a prequel.
Are.
Prequel called Sand.
Sand, the Sand. Origin story of Dune.
Yeah,
of a Dune.
Yeah,
you know, after the movie, I was like, maybe I should read this because it. Does
and then
look
you're like, nah, I don't read shit.
Yeah, what was the last time you read a book?
You read
that
a
long?
Book.
Come on.
Hey,
just
read
don't
shit.
Mind yourself. You're just comic books. You're just going to buy the fucking book and then it's going to sit on your shelf so you can look cool and you don't ever have to admit you read it.
I read stuff that I buy.
You read comic books. There's 17 words.
Not 100%. I've bought so many books I didn't read.
I've never bought a book.
I still got a pile of stuff that I didn't
I've
read.
I've never bought a book.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I've never bought a book.
You're a learned man.
Yeah, but I mean, like, people give me books. Down.
They say, you seem like someone who reads.
I get mistaken for that all the time.
I kind of believe Gemini Jackson has never bought a book because, you know, by the time he was really into books, he was, like, reading them
on the internet.
Phone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You never even bought, like, $3.99.
Oh, no, I did buy a book.
Okay.
I lied to you guys.
Electronic.
No, it was a real book.
Oh, okay, cool. Which one was it?
Fight Club.
Oh, really?
And I got it signed, yeah.
By Chucky?
Chucky himself.
Chucky Pally?
Chucky Pal.
That's actually a fast read.
It is a very fast read.
I love
like fifth
grade
fast
read.
It's like 90 pages.
Yeah. I love a 90-page book, dude.
Who doesn't? Young adult stuff.
That makes you feel like you could read books again.
It makes you feel powerful.
But
you
can't.
Yeah. But
you can't. You can't.
Pick up Dune and look at, and then like you realize how much of an amateur you are.
When the kerning and the type get a little too small and too close, I'm just like, I'm not into this.
Keep it.
Keep
your damn books, dude.
Yeah. It's got to be like Comic Sans, 18 point, looking awesome. With some drawings everywhere, some pop-ups maybe. Anyways, are there any eggs in Dune?
Are there any eggs in Dune, he asks.
Think long and hard.
I think there was an egg.
No.
Dinosaur eggs? There's no dinosaurs
there's
in
no
these
dinosaurs
dunes?
There's no dinosaurs in these dunes, right?
No,
no you're
worms.
Thinking of fucking
there's sand
tremors.
There is some tremor elements to Dune.
Yeah, so
well,
do these
tremor
animals
was
lay
a,
eggs?
Tremor, they were shooting Tremor, trying to make Dune.
What?
There you go. Do the sandworms lay eggs? That's what I'm asking.
And they just decided, let's make it Tremors instead.
Let's make it a goofy. Let's
let's make it.
Let's call
no,
Rita McIntyre.
Yeah,
get her over here.
They commissioned to Dune, right? But with a $500,000 budget.
Tremors with a
No, Dune.
I actually
they made
really
Dune.
Like Tremors.
I like Tremors too, man.
Tremors is good.
Tremors is
Kevin
fun.
Bacon.
Kevin
Come
Bake.
On.
Tremors 1, 2, and 3.
And the dad from Family
you go,
Ties.
You go too far.
Carl Winslow?
Carl
Winslow.
What? No,
Carl
that's
Winslow.
Family Matters.
Yeah.
That's Family Ties.
Anyway.
That was close.
So no eggs in Dune. Why do you want to talk about eggs?
Let's just talk about eggs.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of Just Egg?
No, but I did watch the video that you told us to watch.
I didn't watch it.
So there's this vegan
hold
plant-based...
Hold on a second. You sent the video with kind of saying, like, Does this piss you off as well? I watched it. I don't understand. I'm very interested in why
you
this
mad?
Makes you mad. Okay, it's just a commercial for Just Eggs. It's just a dude like making an egg sandwich at home.
Tell me what happened to the zoo. He got twisted.
What do you mean?
The narration, man.
Oh, yeah, the narration.
He got twisted.
This guy got twisted, okay?
Wait, what?
On Twisted Tea?
The narrator's talking about like this guy named Wayne.
Wayne
got twisted last night.
Wayne got twisted last night?
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Wait. Wayne got twisted? Wayne got twisted last
the,
night.
The guy that's doing the voiceover is JB Smoove.
JB Smoove, yeah.
I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell.
You can tell when it's JB.
I can't. I was about to try to do an impression. It's gonna be Tracy Morgan.
And then you just
before
be
it came
like
out of my mouth,
clock.
It felt like Tracy Morgan in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like Tracy Morgan in his mouth as he was saying it.
Oh. Anyways, so there's a narration and they're just doing these, you know, quick crappy shots of this guy.
Got twisted.
It's not that crappy.
I don't think it is. Anyways, go on.
It's very just like sporadic. Anyways, yeah.
Wayne got twisted.
So we're talking about Just Egg, the product. It's on the package.
Let me guess.
It's like it's folded eggs. They call it like folded plant-based eggs.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not real eggs.
It's not real
no,
eggs.
It's
that's
just
the thing
egg.
That's bothering
okay,
me about
I'm pissed.
It.
Ooh. Okay, I'm with you.
So these are like vegan eggs, like plant-based, probably soy or tofu
it's
or some
probably
shit
because
like
he got
that.
Twisted.
Yeah. What is Wayne doing? Who got twisted last night? Watching his health about.
Yeah, he was fat too.
Yeah,
fat, Wayne's fat.
Fat of Wayne.
Wayne looks like he can knock back a
fat
couple 40s.
Well,
in one night.
Well,
straight up.
Whistle, dude. Dog whistle alert, dude. You hear that? I don't hear it.
That's how you get twisted, okay?
Facial dog.
How do you get twisted?
You get drunk.
Yeah.
On 40 ounces.
40 ounces of
freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Freedom or of freedom?
That's what I'm talking
of
about.
Freedom.
Okay.
Well, maybe
Burrito,
it's two.
How do you get twisted?
With Twisted Tea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mike's Hard Lemonade over here.
Do you really
that's
drink that
that's
stuff?
That's what I would assume.
That's your drink?
I mean, if you're getting twisted, I would assume that you have to drink Twisted Tea.
No, we're asking like how you get twisted.
Personally.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
On life.
Oh. Well, I used to drink a lot of beer.
So, I mean,
wow,
like,
you
when
like
you hear
really
about
alcoholic
someone getting
like
twisted,
that.
They drank, right?
Yeah.
Had
yeah.
some alcohol.
Yeah. I can't get twisted anymore. I have to get twisted on like sour.
Maybe it was a long night
sauerkraut.
Of playing Twister.
You could get
and
twisted
just,
that way.
He's just a little tired.
Why are you asking this question? And what does it have to do with you being pissed about the? What pissed you off about the commercial?
Well,
you know what?
If you look every
week, dude, we have to figure out why you're
why
pissed
are
about
you
something.
Mad
we
at
have
this?
To drag it out of you, dude. You're pissed, and you can't tell us why.
Did you see the packaging of the Just Egg? Right?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
simple,
I'm surprised
clean.
That you guys were surprised that it was a plant-based egg and not
an
actual
that surprised.
Egg.
It's no, you're right. Okay, so apart
I'm actually surprised that it was plant-based because I saw it. And I didn't have the volume up loud enough. So I just assumed it was like dehydrated. You
or
know,
just like,
egg,
you just
like
egg
in
like
a
carton.
In a carton, right?
I had suspicion that it was a plant-based egg when he said something about being like, it's a, like a morally good egg. Or it was like, he said something
ethically.
About ethically something.
Ethical egg. Egg silly.
Yeah. That's like a new thing with food, like food trucks in Slam City Central. Slam City.
The food truck trailer park.
Is that there's always like, it's like burgers with a mission, burgers with a purpose. It's like very.
No, it's missionary burgers.
What?
Fur burgers.
Fur
burgers.
Where's fur burgers?
Fur burgers is
a
pussy.
Eat a pussy?
Box.
Yeah, box, baby.
Oh, that's right. Do you have to eat it for it to be a burger?
You could eat it. Or you can leave it.
Oh, you don't have
to
eat a burger.
Right.
If you don't want to.
Yeah, if it's not ethically sourced.
It's too rare.
Fuck it. If it's too rare.
Dude, if it's not ethically sourced, you're in for some legal trouble.
If it's
so, that's all I got to say.
Well, then don't eat that unethical fur burger.
I won't.
Speaking of fur burger, Spirited Away.
Wait, are you talking about the
if
anime?
If Jizz were a ghost.
Okay.
Spirited.
Wait, why did we think? What were we
away.
Talking about?
Away.
So
if
we're talking
jizz
about,
were a ghost.
Let's say
oh, yeah. if
when
were,
you
okay.
ejaculated,
yeah.
it just went poof. There's no mess.
No muss, no fuss.
It's just vaporizes.
Doesn't smell
but
like
you get,
swimming
like,
pools
all
or anything.
The sensation, maybe there's some visual, but the visual quickly disappears like gasoline spilled on the driveway.
I like that sound effect.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking at all. When you
okay, let's go this
it.
Way. Let's go this way, Burrito. What
let's
were
hear
you
your side, buddy.
When you were told Spirited Away, if Jizz were ghost, what were you thinking?
I thought you were saying, like, there was a ghost that was just jacking you off all the time.
Oh, that's not bad.
I've seen that movie. You know what I mean? Patrick Swayze.
I think it's called Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby.
Oh no, it was. Yeah. Wow.
Like you wouldn't have to do anything.
That's pretty baller.
Would you invest in that invention?
In a ghost?
Yeah.
If we could invest
ghost hand jobs.
Like, ghost that jacks you
ghost
off.
Ghost hand jobs?
Yeah. Like it's all wind control
like
or something.
It, and it's just like
advanced wind control.
I have a feeling that they would be really cool at first, and then like he would just like start. It's a guy, by the way.
Of course. Of course it's a guy ghost.
Ryan's 15%.
Of course it's a guy ghost.
After a while, dude, you're just like, dude, please, I'm trying to fucking do shit, dude. You're always jerking me off. Because he jerks you off whenever he wants.
Quit yanking my chain.
Control over it.
You don't think this is some sort of wind machine, like high-tech device?
What the fuck is this wind machine?
It's an apparition, 20 years in the future, and they invent this like sex toy.
It's not wind.
It's like a ghost.
It's like
it controls
it's like
wind.
Sound, dude.
And
it's
you can
sound.
Like put
it's
programs down.
It's a cum-hungry ghoul.
It's a sound. It's
be
a
like
sound
different
thing.
Hand files.
It vibrates your dick with sound.
No, it's like a guy with a. It's a ghost hand.
And he got calluses and shit.
Well, I
mean, he was a welder. What do you want? He was a welder.
And his fingernails are yellow.
He was a hardworking
Before
man.
Before he died, he was a welder.
He was a welder.
Would you let a guy ghost jerk you off?
I don't think you have a choice.
That's right. In this situation.
You ain't got no choice.
That's right.
How would you approach that situation
Carl
if you didn't want it?
That's his name.
Carl Winslow?
Well, I don't think a ghost is like, it's asking for consent because you can't sue a ghost for jacking you. You
can't
sue a ghost.
She was touching her face.
Ghost bust a nut.
Ghost bust a nut. He was waiting.
Bustin' makes me feel good. That's in the song. He says, bustin' makes me feel good. You know that?
Is that
in the Ghostbuster song?
Oh.
Yeah,
Ray
Parker Jr.
Ray Parker.
He says, bustin' makes me feel good.
Does Ray Parker Sr. know that?
Junior.
No, does his dad know
that? Does
his
dad know that he's bustin' and feeling good about it? I don't know. We'll have to talk to the Rays.
Ray Sr. Ray. Get over here.
Ray Sr.
Did you hear what Junior Dunn said on his tracks?
Boston makes me feel good.
Okay, anyways. Let's go back to the original premise, which is not ghost jacking.
Right.
Ghost jizz.
If jizz were ghost, so Art explained it, if you could ejaculate whenever you wanted and it just came out of you like a fart but with less fuss. A wisp, if a ghost just left your dick.
A ghostly wisp.
But you can't do it like on command. You actually have to...
Work it out.
Like, nobody said you didn't.
No, we haven't talked about the evolution.
Cum is replaced with, like, you know,
nothing.
A ghost.
Okay, so that's the only thing that's different.
Oh, so you still got to jack it off.
Yeah. It doesn't just seep out, dude. You got
to
have fun.
Unless you advance that technology in your brain,
too. He wants this wind technology.
Where it's on demand.
He wants this wind technology.
You can just queue up.
Penis wind technology.
That last 15, 30 seconds.
Do you need a special pants for this wind technology?
No, man. Because the...
windbreaker.
It's just a chip in your brain.
Oh wow!
Anyway, so modification.
What excited me about jizz
ghost?
Being ghost is that
jazz.
You know how like some women
Here
are cool with getting a nut busted on their face?
Yeah,
tell us about it, Brian.
And do you know how there's like some women that aren't cool with you busting a nut?
I've never heard of that.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, there are these women, but if jizz were ghosts. Then you can just. They would probably be more open to it. Some of them would still think it was like it was undignified. They would say it's still undignified, even though there's no actual semen on me. But I think most would be open to it.
Could also be the musk of your dick that she's not into.
What?
Maybe she's not into the musk of your dick. Like, why are you getting your dick so close to her face?
Do you think that's what she?
Why are you putting your dick so close to her face?
Do you think she's not into the musk of my dick, dude?
Probably not.
Then why did she put it in her mouth?
Maybe she didn't.
Hold her
this
nose.
This is Brian's story.
Pass the teeth over the cumps.
Do you think I need to shower more?
No, it's just part of your...
It's like a pheromone thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your flora. She's not into your flora.
Damn. Well, I got a lot to think about.
Yeah, what if she wasn't into your flora? And you're trying to ghost her face with your yaz?
Yaz?
It's jazz with a soft J.
Oh. Oh, my God. From jizz to jazz to yaz? Man, we keep up.
Full circle. Yeah, keep up.
Yaz hands.
Yaz hands? There'd be There'd be no such thing as Yaz hands.
Spirited away.
If Yaz were ghost.
But to Brian's point.
That's how you get spirit sprinkles.
Yeah, please. To my point.
We get what you're saying, Brian.
What do you think?
I don't think it would change anything in that front.
Why?
If they don't like taking it on the face, they wouldn't like it if it was wet.
They wouldn't like a facsimile of it?
No. Unless
I think it would make it more palatable for some.
You just have to be a convincing kind of guy, Brian, as you usually are. That's how you get yourself in those situations.
I guess he says these non-sticky
situations that I'm getting with.
He's saying, "Hey, stop worrying about if your jizz was ghost, start working on yourself.
Work on your approach, buddy.
Stop working, worrying about."
I thought the problem. Wow, I completely like. Thought the problem was something different, but you're right.
Yeah, you're over here thinking the problem was jizz not being ghost.
But really, it's my persuasion. It's my persuasioin like, problems.
Yeah, persuasion is ghost.
Because it doesn't exist.
Right.
Fuck.
Jizz talk on Slam City Radio.
Brian's couch.
In the room where it happened.
All right, have the show titled In the Room Where It Happened.
In the Room Where It Happened.
First off, what kind of show was this?
It sounds like true crime already.
Yeah.
All right.
It really did sound like true
crime. But let's say it's not true crime.
Red Shoe Diaries.
What's that?
I was thinking like a romance.
Sex.
In the Room Where It Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an affair. A tryst. We were talking about Bono.
Oh, yeah.
If you translated this into Brian's internet, it would just, the keywords would be first anal.
Wow.
In the Room Where It Happened, my first anal. The first time they crossed.
I'm just trying to start the plot
here,
guys.
It's called Sis First Anal.
Sis Loves
Washing
Anal.
Machine.
But it's CIS.
Dryer. So what's happening in the room where it happened? So it's not a murder?
Yeah. It's a sex thing. It's
supposed to be like a sci-fi thing. Like
sci-fi
maybe
sex
like thing.
A room
portal.
Where it happened.
Yeah, maybe it's just she just in a room by herself and there's like space portals. But people just keep sticking their dicks through.
It's a space glory hole.
Even if it's sci-fi, it's still a sex thing.
It's like a portal the size of a glory hole.
What else are you going to put through it? It's a dick-sized portal. What else are you going to put through it?
A telescope?
He slowly unzips it.
It's dick height and dick sized.
Yeah. And the room where it happened.
What else are you going to put through it?
So who's this guy?
Then you just got a guy from like the 1920s on the other side of the
glory
hole.
Oh, well, it's another penis.
He's just waiting there for future dick to come through.
Twisting his mustache.
I'll be damned.
Well, it never stops coming.
The thing about space penis is it never stops coming.
He can like sit there and kind of see how the dick has evolved. We haven't talked about
space
this in a
time.
While. We
right.
haven't talked
You're
about
right.
what was it?
The singularity.
Yeah, the genital futurist.
Yes.
So
Brian
this guy has the catbird seat, dude.
Oh no.
He's in 1920, he's gay. He's sitting there at the glory hole. What is it called? It's like a time
the portal?
The space-time
glory
fabric?
Hole.
Fabric?
A wormhole.
Glory wormhole.
Yeah, glory wormhole.
Glory wormhole.
There you go.
That's
glory. Einstein Rosen glory wormhole.
Okay, so he's sitting there, dude. Dicks are popping out from 1930, 1940, all the way to like, you know, I guess technically 20,000.
20,000. Oh, wow. 20,000. Right.
I didn't know how to finish that.
So he's just this 1920s gay guy. Like, penis has sure shrunk over the years.
Right. And he knows that it's going to reach a singularity. He's the first one to figure that out because at some point a clit's just coming through that hole, dude, and he's sucking it.
He's sucking on a clit. So he's living in a world he never wanted.
That's right. Well, I think he did. I don't think he's complaining.
True. Just something to suck on.
Gerard, do you think Gerard's complaining?
Gerard is not complaining.
Depardieu?
Yeah.
No relation?
No relation. So he's here cataloging. He's got all this data on all these dicks.
Oh, okay. I thought he was just kind of like
he's like the universe's foremost expert on the human penis.
No one's
But he can never share his story.
Yeah, no one would believe it.
His glory holes are one way.
That's sad. All right.
They always come. They never stay. These glory holes are one way.
Like
they always come. They
made
never stay.
A brand new musical for this song.
Wait, what? What song?
In the Room Where It Happened.
Oh, wait.
There's a song
called that? Is that where it came from? What's the song?
Did none of you know what I was referencing?
No
damn it.
Are you referencing Hamilton?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tell us about it.
I didn't know we were doing a Hamilton-inspired bit.
Now we can't use the name for our podcast.
about
people are
going to
be confused. Gerard's room. Now we have to rename it Gerard's room, and that's not nearly as catchy.
Gerard Gay.
Well, that's where we're going. Gerard Gay.
So what happened in Hamilton's room?
Hamilton got shot by Aaron Burr.
No, he's saying he wants to be in the room where it happens.
Which
here
like,
in your bedroom.
Where what happens?
I can turn my head.
Everything. Where all the power is.
Political.
Like he wants to be,
I wouldn't
like a fly on the wall?
No, he wants to be the man up in the political guts. Up in America's guts. God,
I can't have
ghost jazzing in her face.
That's like the last room I want to be in.
Stuffy.
Stuffy.
Can you listen to Wayne here?
Yeah, let's hear this.
Hey, y'all.
Wayne.
Oh, what is this?
You tell me.
Sublime? Is it sublime?
Around the same time.
Cake?
It's not cake.
Oh, maybe you've never heard it. Oh, it's ska? Yeah, there it goes.
Bedroom. Oh, sorry.
He's really into it.
The less that I feel is the less that I'm on top. I wonder what you think.
This lesson, Jay. Here in
bed. Keep guessing. I'll give you a giveaway hint.
Octopus? Gold finger.
Yeah.
When I wake up tomorrow.
Gold member.
Austin Powers.
I want to rewatch those old 90s
Austin Powers.
We were talking about Big Daddy.
I want to watch some Sandman. You know, Adam Sandler. Comedies, yeah. And Michael Myers.
There was a, 5-year period where Sandler made 2 or 3 movies a year?
Yeah, he was fucking on, he was on top, dude.
He was on fire.
I can't do it.
And it just went everywhere.
I think Dave Matthews sometimes sounds like the Adam Sandler voice.
The space between.
Oh, crash. I remember the other song. I remember the other band. Me.
It's a little Sandler-y.
A little Sandler-y.
What's the other band?
Dave Matthews' band.
R.E.M.
R.E.M. Of course.
About how much you hated that.
R.E.M. and what was the other band now?
Pearl Jam.
The exact same bands.
Could you not, dude? They're nowhere near each other.
What song by those hated bands, Pearl Jam and R.E.M., did you hear that made you hate them?
I don't know.
What's the one that set you off?
It's probably the Yarling. Do you like Yarling?
If you had to guess, you didn't like Jeremy, did you?
Yarl.
No, you're
wow,
Jeremy's a...
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, Yellow Ledbetter. That's Yellow Ledbetter.
That one?
That one.
That sounds like it.
Oh, no. I know exactly what he's singing. He's singing Black by Pearl Jam.
Look, we already had this discussion. Look, we can talk about cum every single episode, but we can't have this Pearl Jam discussion every time. Unless we're talking about how Pearl Jam has come.
Yeah. Pearl Jam has come.
Did we already mention this last time?
No.
Pearl Jam. It's like...
It's a euphemism for cum.
Like if you like Pearl Necklace, but you make a jam out of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
How do you like that?
Do you like them? Make you hate it worse? Do you like them better now?
Now
that you know that
their name is
cum-based, yeah.
The premier cum-based.
Still now?
Is there a bigger cum-based band?
This is
a
party with singing
Limp
right here.
Limp Bizkit.
That's it.
That's the song he hates. Which one is
that?
Black.
That's a good one.
How about R.E.M.?
We are okay with Pearl Jam, right?
Or I'm okay with Pearl Jam.
I'm okay with them.
I don't love them. But.
I don't particularly like that. Sorry you didn't hear.
Is that on that song?
But I heard you live. No. But I'm still alive.
I like that song.
It's all right. It's not bad.
It's a bad song.
How about the R.E.M. songs you hated? I bet it was Losing My Religion.
That's me in the corner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Probably.
That's me in the spot.
Or it could have been Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts.
There's got to be something that was on the radio.
How about End of the World? Both of those were. All three of them.
Yeah.
Shiny happy people.
Shiny happy people.
How about the one I love?
We're just doing a time-lapse commercial.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Do you like R.E.M.?
This one goes
this.
Out
do you like
to
Pearl Jam?
The
this
one
record,
I
sung
left
by Gemini, acapella.
Behind.
What the hell is this?
It's R.E.M. to...
our favorite track.
It's R.E.M. to the Pearl Jam backing. It's like Burrito's worst nightmare. If somebody did Legion of Doom, is that what they were called?
The mashup.
If they did a mashup
emo mashup.
If they did a mashup with fucking REM vocals and Pearl Jam music.
Oh, yeah.
It would be his goddamn nightmare.
It'd be Psychosocial Baby.
Psychosocial!
Slipknot and Justin Bieber? Nobody?
I don't know.
It was like a mashup with Slipknot and Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to show us that one time. I guess we're listening to it.
A little bit, maybe.
Oh, who tried to show us that? DTF. DTF.
DTF.
The Garden Gnome?
The Garden Gnome.
Dude, he would...
David the Gnome.
We know someone that we're talking about right now. He would put a Garden Gnome in his...
Yeah, the minute he finds that out.
Dude, we got to tell him.
He needs to know.
Anybody? Nobody?
We've heard this. It's cute.
Yeah.
Is that why JB's in your heart?
Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Is that why you keep JB in your heart?
But I'm not into it.
Maybe.
You don't have to be. It's fine.
It's into you.
Yeah. Oh, it's into everyone else.
All right. That was Double X Quantum and now.
DXQ.
Hollywood Das Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Hulu helps you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Hulu gets it done. Call Hulu at Das today, or regret it tomorrow. Hulu Das.
And this is the news.
Hooters waitress left in tears by customer's rude message on receipt.
Nice tits.
And why would this make the news?
Nice tits, Hooter girl.
He just signed on, or they just signed on the tab, F you, with like a drawing of a middle finger.
You okay?
What?
And so she's like a crybaby.
It wasn't misogynistic at all?
No.
That's all it said?
It just says fuck you?
With a middle finger on
it's
the signature
line. It's
not even
like personal or anything.
Right, it's just general fuck you. It's just a kid who has, maybe it's like written Tourette's.
Yeah,
no, they were pissed off because she didn't keep track of how much they were spending on their drinks.
Oh no, yeah. These cheap asses!
Okay. Did you guys read this story?
I did not. Burrito did. Fill us in, Burrito. I got it too, buddy.
Yeah,
so they drank too much, and they're like $100.
Oh, it was way more than that. That's what bothered them.
Oh, each.
Well, okay, so the drinks were like, what, $15 each or something like that?
Oh, shit.
And they were like, bring it on.
What?
And they ran up something like $600.
Dude, 40 drinks.
At Hooters.
Look, I am not one to, you know, just to stand up for a server, especially if they're a woman. But, I mean, this is not her job.
Right.
I think it was like a bachelorette party, right?
You tell me.
These were girls?
Yeah, it was a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, I should have known.
Oh,
damn.
That
changes. Women against women.
The
right
dynamic.
Yeah. Like, woman on woman crime, dude.
Why did they go to Hooters for a bachelorette party? What's going on?
Maybe it wasn't bachelorette, but I know it was like.
It's a family.
Maybe I was thinking of a different one. I don't know.
Just invent the news.
The mom came in and said, bring us some Don Julio. We're drinking good today. It's my husband's birthday. I bring them the shots, at the time, the shots of Don Julio at my job were $18, and they ended up ordering 25, and they ordered a bunch of food. It was like a family.
And what did
you
they
told
how
her?
How big was her tab?
It was like $624.
You told her to bring the shots and keep them coming. We're drinking good tonight.
And it was someone she knew from high school, too.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, so well, I think that's probably
the town's population was like 754.
I think this probably has something to do with it too. You know,
what's that? Oh,
there's a power dynamic.
A
yeah.
Okay.
You're working at Hooters, and my husband's birthday's tonight.
Oh, so they knew each other.
Your titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew each other.
So you know, obviously, with a Hooters waitress story,
friends, but you know,
there is a true or false for Brian.
I don't think you really got to ask.
Oh yeah. Oh, is this her?
Probably.
She looks...
Brian's being more selective these days.
But her face is interesting. There's something happening there that seems like genetic. It's something chromosomal.
Oh my God.
All right, can you get that? Or leave it in.
He what? Would you leave it in?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, she's got a nice bod, and she's kind of cute.
Speaking of expensive tabs, this is how you run a 37,000-pound tab in a London restaurant.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, we haven't talked about this?
Yeah.
Salt Bay restaurant?
Tell us about it.
Oh.
Have we not? Wait, salt we didn't talk about this?
We talked about we Salt Bay.
Did. You
but
guys
we didn't
probably talked
talk about
yourselves,
30...
but you didn't talk about it with the listeners.
No, we did. Oh. We covered it. Oh, maybe we didn't.
There was
Tell
a different
us about
story.
It. Yeah. There was a story about him opening these restaurants.
That's right. And
not about,
charged,
blowing
about someone
these,
actually.
Someone blowing a tab that was 37,000 pounds.
Holy shit.
A group of four people decided to go to a lavish dinner on October. Well, we don't need all that. In London, at Salt Bay's restaurant.
Well, first off, it was like Salt Bay's restaurant, right?
Right.
And they already know it's an expensive place to go to start, right? Like
including
the steak's 9, 000, like $500.
9,000 euros. Is that euros?
It's pounds.
Pounds for a bottle of wine and 600 pounds for dessert.
So they end up ordering this crazy rare wine that costs 9,000 pounds. It's Ugh. Like, I guess that's partially their fault, right? That, but yeah.
That is 100%
the
their fault.
Of like offering it up. But no. It's one of those like no price kind of menus. You know what I mean?
You can ask.
You could ask, but again.
Art would ask.
I would ask.
Market price.
Yeah.
It's just a wine list, man. They're not telling you how much it is until you get the bill. So that's what probably shocked them. On top of the shocking, because it was such a big party, they put a 15% service charge
There's
on there.
There's four people. How's that a big party?
Maybe it's like part of the reservation. Ex-nay big 15% party.
15% on top
Maybe
of the 37K?
Yeah.
That's like 6K.
Yeah.
It's just, and then just this one line says they got crazy, expensive, and they were outraged by the price. You go to this restaurant, dude, you're not allowed.
This
you're
restaurant.
Not allowed to be outraged by the
a
price.
A restaurant that is famously known
for being
ridiculously
bullshit.
Expensive. The reason you went to this place is because you believed yourself to be a baller.
Yeah, and were you a baller? Did you pass the baller
did
test?
Did you ball?
I don't think so.
You're
did
trying
Salt
to
Bay
wait, hold on,
your
let
steak.
Me ask you, were you balling within control?
Or
well,
were,
then
they were in control. Well, wait a second.
They were trying to stay within control of
no,
their
they
ball.
They were trying to ball out of control.
No. They were, you're
they
right.
Thought
they were
going to ball out of control.
They thought themselves
they were well in control, but not in a good way.
They thought themselves capable of balling out of control.
They left the ball on the court, dude.
The ball's on the court.
They left it in not a good way.
Right.
They
took
it down.
The ball home.
They, I don't understand. It's just
they
too confusing.
They took the ball home.
The metaphors are too confusing.
They took the ball home.
Would you guys ever go to Salt Bay?
Did
Bay's?
They also leave no, a middle finger on the receipt?
Well,
they could have, but who knows.
They knew what they look for. I hate to say that the customers
are batting 0 for 2.
Yeah. Normally, I want to talk shit on the restaurants, but not
None
today,
of this
dude.
Is their fault.
These stories do always involve alcohol, right?
Yes. That's part of it.
Of running some crazy tab, because it's almost impossible to run a crazy tab if you don't involve alcohol.
Hey, check out this headline.
Tell us about it.
Man ordered to trim his bush. Which he's been growing for 20 years.
Oh, I see what's happening here. I was like, wait, doesn't it stop growing? Wait, what? Mine does.
Yeah, like a beard. It just keeps... Could you fucking imagine?
I'm sure there's a medical thing for that. I'm
people,
sure someone
some
has
Some people's
that.
Fingernails grow forever.
I mean, that's more reasonable than like parts of your body hair. Like your eyebrows don't keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they know, do, but
they know
really
where
slowly.
To stop. No, if you shaved your eyebrows off today, they would grow to a normal rate within like a week or so. Maybe longer than a week, but... And then they would stop.
Yeah, so this isn't body hair, though. This is a... What are they called? Like topiaries? Or,
oh.
Yeah.
A bush?
Shrubbery?
Like a fancy bush made out of grass.
Oh, it's grass bush.
Like a bush.
Right.
You know, like a...
Like a giraffe.
Like a beer?
Yeah.
Like a giraffe.
Like a 90s alternative band?
Like glycerin.
Like a president?
Maybe. It's greenery. And he trims it so that it looks like something.
Yeah.
Like
and
what?
Yeah.
Well
this
when
time
I saw
was a
the
penis.
Picture, I thought it was a penis.
Yeah. Is that why the local council ordered him to chop it down? Because it looked like a penis?
No, it's actually a middle finger.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So he lives across the street from a pub.
Oh my God.
This is in England. And I
Where
guess
this $37,000 tab has happened.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And they,
definitely
made,
penis.
They made fun of him for something. For his for
it's
his
the two balls for
bush
sure.
Bush trimming. And so
they probably
he decided,
said it looks like a cuck, mate. Look like a fucking wanker.
Yeah, so he made it to where it was just a middle finger. And
he, it
and
he
more said
like
you
a
know
penis.
people like it.
It looks
they,
cool. It's fun.
He says people stop all the time, take pictures. It's like a tourist destination.
His front lawn's a tourist destination.
But then someone complained.
Hey, by the way, I looked up pubic hair and why it stops growing. Tell me if you think this is true.
Telomeres.
It's not stopping growing.
It just falls out.
It falls out. Do you think that's true?
I mean, your pubes, I feel like it's an unnatural amount that could, like, you know, your normal hair, you never really see it.
But you think, okay, so.
But you always see pubes.
So they're all falling out before they get to a certain length?
Once they get to a certain length, the burden is too heavy.
Yeah.
And it sheds from the body.
It's their time.
It's their time to go.
The pubic hair
and
burden.
Tell me there's ever been a time you went down on a chick or dude and didn't do this number.
Oh, yeah.
Or dude.
It doesn't happen to me often, but it happens to the ladies often. Because you're
shedding, buddy.
Because your boy
sheds.
Brian been on the other end.
Because Brian sheds.
Why would I shave if I know my pubic hair is going to fall off in a couple months?
Yeah, you tell me that. Why would I manscape when it's self-maintaining? It's self-maintaining.
And yeah, it's a little long before it jumps off my body, but what can I do?
When soul leaves body. Egypt detains artist robot Ida before historic pyramid show.
Why do they make robots ugly? I mean, what the fuck is this, dude? You can make it look like anyone. Anything. A 10.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be accessible. Problems.
That's right.
We don't want people
trying to fuck my robot.
The headline would be Egyptians keep fucking Ida ahead of prehistoric pyramid show.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking librarian, dude.
She looks like an Ida.
So false, Brian?
I mean, some people really like
it. I fuck this robot.
That's it.
She actually, you know, down here.
So why was this robot detained?
From far away. She's
did it not
cute.
Have the right papers? Are they considered this a person?
What? Oh yeah, I didn't even pay attention to the detains artist robot before. Yeah, we don't know.
I think she's a conscientious dissenter. She's a political.
They thought she might be part of a spying plot. Dude,
can you imagine making a robot? Okay, woman robot. That's not only not hot, but also has political opinions. Can you fucking imagine the kind of masochist that would make this? These fucking cucks. Sorry, dude. I thought I was going to make it through a whole episode without going out of misogynist rant.
Without calling somebody a cuck, but you just really can't.
Anyways, what these cucks could use?
What's that?
A testicle bath.
Okay.
Couldn't we all use a testicle bath?
Testicle bath birth control device earns Germany's Dyson Prize. So it's like this little cup that you dip your balls in, and it's supposed to heat them up to a point.
It got acid?
Where it doesn't have anything in it. I think it's just water.
Got Mountain Dew and weed in it.
But it's like a laser thing?
No, it's like ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
Kind of like your electric toothbrush.
And it kills your...
No, it causes them to be all like dizzy and shit so they can't operate when they're like...
drunk?
Yeah.
Really?
It makes your sperm dizzy?
That's what it's like, makes them less motile.
Okay, all right, guys.
So they don't know where they're swimming. Imagine if someone like shook you down like really hard and told you to like swim to the other end of the pearl.
Listen, guys, no bad ideas, but I brought you here.
What if we shook semen?
What?
What if we shook semen?
What do you mean?
What if we shook semen?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What if we shook the semen?
The ultrasound.
Okay, try it.
Okay.
I don't know. The scene. So does this work?
You tell me.
They're selling it, and I think if you sell something that is a birth control device and people get pregnant... You're getting in a world of trouble, buddy. Okay.
But they got all that legal print that says, like, this does not prevent...
Zoe, shake your semen.
So do you know how long it lasts?
Some may be particularly strong.
There's not a lot of detail in the story about it, but if only...
You got to keep it throughout coitus.
That's crazy. Or you have to, like, take a little dip break, like, every...
Yeah, every 15 minutes.
You're like, I'm sorry, I got to go dip my balls in the bath real quick.
Are you going to drink this tea that you've made from your real tea bagging?
Oh, you would think of that.
It's
like holding that in.
Ball water.
It's like drinking the bong water, dude.
Yeah, drink my ball water. People are definitely integrating this into a sex play.
Is it water inside of it? Do we know any? Let's see. Hold on.
Tell us about it, Brian.
It shakes your balls.
Can you
find
us a demo video?
Show us some dude dipping their balls. Is this all size? One size fits all? One size fit balls?
It uses an ultrasound testicle bath to temporarily stop sperm mobility. The device only needs to be used every few months to keep the sperm inert and prevent eggs from being fertilized during sex. I'd do it. I'd give it a shot.
Every few months, wow.
That's not bad, dude.
Why don't you just do it every week to like,
just
in case, yeah. Knock them bitches unconscious again.
You already have a regimen to keep your sperm at bay, right? What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. 7 Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
And a bucket of weed.
And whitey tighties.
And whitey tighties. You got to keep them high and tight and warm. You got to
keep them high and tight.
High and tight.
And dehydrated.
Yeah. And dehydrated.
It's all highs?
It's all highs.
It's the three highs.
The three highs of never having a baby.
High, high and tight, and dehydrated. Damn. Good job, guys.
Nice. My sperms are also stunned.
Oh, shit. Stunned.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese roller coaster operator. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at spinning his little cousins on the merry-go-round so fast they fly off, watch the bar as it comes down and please keep your hands and arms inside and away from the headlines as we embark on this week's Burrito's Nippon News. A segment within a segment.
Within a segment.
Within a segment.
Hell yeah. Roller coasters. You guys like roller coasters?
Sure.
You take them or leave them.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun.
You said it. You said it, not me.
There's a roller coaster in Japan that keeps breaking hearts.
Oh, no.
I mean, breaking bones.
Oh, both.
Yeah. It's a steel roller coaster known for its incredible launch velocity.
Christ.
Passengers reach a speed of 112 miles per hour in 1.56 seconds.
I hate that.
That seems like...
So that's 3.75 Gs, which wow. is more than astronauts experience.
Those pussies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
bitch.
What is this, amateur hour? I just rode in a Tesla for the first time, and it did... what do you think the G's on that was?
Buck and a half, maybe.
Really? So, like, this would be double that?
Double that.
It, like, it made me... I didn't... I just, like, yelled. I didn't even... I was like, ah, fuck!
His soul left his body.
Yeah, it was crazy. It felt weird.
Like God's vagina.
I didn't win.
You
like,
would have shit your damn drawers.
Shit my damn
and
ass.
And you could have risked breaking your bones.
Your tidy whities would be not so tight and way nope. more brown.
Yeah, so this roller coaster is causing some injuries, compression fractures
really?
In the neck and spine. Yeah,
if you're shooting them at like astronaut speeds,
shooting loads.
That's because they let the seniors ride on it.
Oh well.
No, these are people
Monkeys
who are
bottle,
are young.
Frail.
Also.
These are adventure seekers. Is this like one of those where they have the speakers really loud and then the girl's like, okay, oh, shit.
Yeah, that looks. I just watched a video.
Tell us about it.
I think yeah. we died during the video.
Yeah, what's the video like?
Well, I mean, it just kind of shows you how fast it. Oh no!
Oh,
never mind. I can't find it. Anyways, it just shows you how fast it is, and it's. I don't know if you knew this, but it's pretty fast.
It looks fast.
Amazing, guys.
Speaking of,
oh no,
looking fast. I mean, breaking hearts. I mean, I don't know. Japan's number one cosplayer, Inako,
Graver.
Reveals shocking amount she earns from manga gravure modeling.
What does that mean?
Yeah, tell us what that means.
What's gravure modeling?
What's gravure modeling, buddy?
So,
grab your damn cock.
You might.
Gravure is ladies posing in lingerie or swimsuits.
Yeah? Okay.
But that's it. They don't ever get naked.
No roast
There's
beef.
No nudity.
Come on, dude.
No,
you're
no
not
nothing.
Allowed to
yeah.
show that.
No
Who
nips
says
either.
You can't?
Japan.
Oh.
Because it's gravure.
That's a genre.
That's the thing, yeah.
Oh, so
part
people
of the
want
genre.
This.
Yeah.
People want yeah. this.
Well, you can yeah. use it in advertising. You could just, you know, it's more allowable.
That's true.
Because there's a yeah. lot of censorship over there.
Well, there is some underboob, which is cool.
As much as you can without exposing that areola.
Once you get in that areola, then you're
I mean,
in real trouble.
I do like this, but I mean...
You'd probably like it if she was also naked.
Yeah, like, I want to see this, and then I want there to be a little arrow and click to the next picture, and she's naked.
So. So she's a cosplayer, and she's got pretty famous, but she's also been doing some gravure modeling on manga anthologies, manga magazines, and this would be something that she could probably charge a lot for, but apparently she does it for free.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Know your worth.
Because,
your damn worth.
Because she has talked about what she makes
okay.
in all of the other things that she does. You know,
$200,000 a year.
She's a millionaire.
Commercial appearances and merchandise.
Oh, it's probably $200,000 a month.
This one's close, dude.
Well, not that,
that
much.
One's spicy.
But around $450,000 a year. U.S.
That's a living.
It's good,
yeah.
but I mean, why would...
These aren't like... I don't know. When you think of supermodels and stuff, it's
you
like
think she should be making
again,
more.
They're not nude pictures.
Yeah, but she don't have to be. If yeah. she just if she went on and she had an OnlyFans,
people would still do it.
It'd be $450,000 a month.
She would be raking it in. Why not?
She respects herself. Okay?
And also, if she got a fan base, she built it up over years. So all these people want to see her naked. Finally, when she's ready to get out of the biz, right before she gets out of the biz,
$50
she drops
each.
The damn nudes.
The roast beef
retirement.
She's like, okay, this is exclusively only for my fans.
On OnlyFans.com.
Anybody who contributes $1,000 will get my nudes. No, this is the last hurrah.
Don't you think she would make more money with like doing it, say, $25 from a lot of people than just $1,000?
Well, I was saying like she would just build up this fan base, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when she's ready to cash out, this is like her last hurrah. $1,000, my picks.
But she'd probably make more money with...
Well, she would like string along the $25 people a month for as long as she wanted.
Okay.
On the premise of her showing
her. However she does it, she should do it. That doesn't really make sense.
Well, she does it with gravure for nothing.
Gravure.
This is the life she enjoys.
Yeah, so I thought you guys might be interested in starting up a gravure page, you know?
Yeah, everybody wants to see Gemini Jackson in a two-piece. A two-piece, one for each ball. Just,
they want to see Brian McFly in a Speedo.
Yeah, just my bush busting out, dude.
Yeah.
Falling
just,
out.
As just the outline of his botched circumcision pressing up against the Speedo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's what we talked about last week. Forgot about that.
You can see it, yeah. But you can't actually see it.
Yeah, you can see it, but you're not like... See
the Speedo's extra tight, like one size too small, you know?
Yeah, and a different material. Yeah.
And his pubes are just spilling.
They're poking through
his
the cloth.
Just spilling out.
No, they're poking through the cloth.
Are you allowed to have pubes and gravure?
Probably not.
I think you are.
So.
It's body
no
hair.
No way, man.
I mean, it can't be like disgusting, but
it's a part
it can't
of the,
be any.
The uniform
it's
is part of the body, dude.
Yeah, I don't think
you
got to
clean it up. You got to clean it up.
That's a rule.
The uniform is part of the body.
Yeah, you can't.
You so can't you, show you, the pubes if you
yeah, pubic hair in Japanese is even more taboo than
even
than
on dudes like their happy trails showing and stuff. Do they not have happy trails on dudes in Japan in magazines?
You know,
in speedos with their body surgeries bulging.
Hey, you know how you're always looking at Japanese dude magazines?
They're not exactly any, like you know the rules. Tell me about the rules.
Hey, any of them got pubic hair coming up to their belly button or nah?
Yeah, man, dude. Tell us about it.
They're so-called happy trails. What's that like in Japan?
And what if the ladies wanted to have happy
Allegedly,
trails?
Allegedly, if these ladies had happy trails, we would ask them to shave
happy
them.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you. Well,
is that allowed or not, Burrito? I know most of them don't grow one, but...
I mean, most of them don't grow them.
Japanese gravure
sure.
models?
I'll have to check the...
He's going to have to do more research.
Yeah. Read the books.
Of the 9,000 pictures I surveyed last week, two had happy trails.
So, Brian, you have to shave your shit. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Would you wax or would you just maintain with a razor?
I don't think I'd be getting a lot of gigs. So,
no,
I would
see, like,
just,
so
I would
when you got the
time,
gig,
I would
wax.
Just shave it.
No. Slam City is actually huge in Japan. They call you Brian-san.
I would love that, dude.
Brian-san.
Being
sign
chased
my
down.
Face.
Just having a pack
face.
Of cuties coming after me.
These
you
are all,
me,
all
dude?
Dudes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, a pack of cuties. Dude.
There you
what?
Go.
So tell us about Anako and you dating. The rumor has it.
Who the fuck is that?
The girl you were just looking at.
He's like that, ladies. So look out.
Look out. He's
even
a heartbreaker.
Even if you're a knocko, he won't even remember your name. So
even
what,
if you're a knockout.
Okay, so what was the question? If she came up and talked to me?
You were allegedly
no,
dating.
I was just asking
the rumors.
About you guys dating.
He wants you to address the
you
rumors.
You know what sucks about the... Because we're dating, dude. And like, what sucks is that
she doesn't even charge for this shit.
No. She won't take off her fucking bikini, dude. It's like, it's not just for modeling. It's like a way of life. You're like, bitch, we're dating.
And yeah. She's committed to the bitch.
I'm like, okay, I get it. Okay?
I get it. I just wish I could see.
She pees in a bikini, dude. She just lets it drip through.
A bikini?
Tell us about it, Brian.
How does she shower? She
you.
Showers in a bikini.
Showers in a bikini, lets the pee-pee and the blood come out right through the... the poop. She like waffles.
Damn.
She waffle stomps her own poop back into her ass. In a bikini.
Just to maintain this bit. This is a long game.
I know, dude. I don't know what the deal is. She's not charging for it.
Right. What is the deal? Does she have no
She's
nipples?
Sick.
She's sick.
Does she have nipples?
It's never been shown.
It's a red flag.
Yeah. But
you guys
maybe, I love her. So.
Maybe they're like uneven. Like one's droopier than the other.
Oh,
yeah. That's 100% why she's not showing
up. Yeah.
Them.
And she has a dick.
Yeah. A fat, fat cock she hides.
Are you okay with that, Burrito, that Brian and Anako are dating?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm okay.
A million that's fish fine, in the sea, just... right?
Yeah, dude. And honestly, find a woman that gets naked because this is really frustrating.
This is tips from Brian's
this
couch.
Find
outrage.
A woman that gets naked.
If there's one thing that Brian could tell you,
is what stress from work and divorce can cause.
Hell yeah. Like this guy in Osaka. Osaka man arrested for smearing poo on a teen's backpack.
Was it his poo?
Was this a sex thing?
Was this a dog poo?
He's upset with ladies because he's stressed out about his divorce.
Brian, what the fuck are you doing in Japan, man?
This 17-year-old lady was walking through the streets of Osaka, and she noticed an odd and horrible smell following her.
It's not odd.
She checked her backpack, and there were streaks of what appeared to be human feces smeared on it. And so she went to the police. Turns out they tracked down the offender.
Oh, they DNA tested this motherfucker.
No, they just followed that scent trail that was going from the backpack all the way to the guy.
You got some
so stinky.
Some bloodhounds.
The bloodhound gang.
Who hounds? They arrested a 24-year-old man.
Wow.
For assault and damage to property.
Monkeys out
during
the
arrest,
man.
Police found a capped 17-ounce plastic bottle with the suspect's own excrement inside. As
1 ounce
as
for every year she was alive.
This is premeditated.
Yeah, so he
somebody
this,
was getting shitted on.
He fills this bottle with, like, his shit and puts a tube and
what
then just, like,
fuck?
Goes and,
no, check this
know,
out.
Squirts it like mustard.
Check this out. This is an endeavor. This is definitely a labor of love. How hard is it to put your shit into a plastic bottle? That has a tiny hole like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that seems difficult.
Maybe he puts it on a plate and just kind of scoops it in.
Put it in one of those like extra strong
or uses a funnel
bags.
Right. I mean, but he put it in a water bottle. So is he putting on gloves, fishing his turds out of the toilet, shoving them in here, or is he shit trying to like shit directly into this thing?
Well, no, you can make it like airtight around your butthole.
I don't think you could.
You can put the tube up there,
like,
and then
if you don't have, if you
run
have a
the
dump,
tube to
you
the
can,
bottle.
But if you have kind of a flat ass, I think.
No, even if, okay, you can put, so you can put it right there,
he
but
does.
I think it can spill out.
He does have a
he
flat
does.
Ass?
He, well,
oh, okay,
I was
well,
saying,
problem solved.
He works at an assisted living facility, so
don't
maybe
they
he's,
all?
He's
so
augmenting
he got gloves.
Some of his...
He's got the
augmenting.
Tools.
Augmented some of his
starts with the
skills.
Enema.
Stool?
He's got the fleets.
His poop-related skills?
No, maybe he's like adding
diarrhea.
To his own excrement with like
oh, he's
his
performance enhancing drugs.
It doesn't say that, but
he's lacing his shit with other shit.
Yeah,
he's juicing his poop.
Yeah,
this
maybe.
Seems disingenuous now. Do you know what I mean? It's like better, not even your poop anymore.
It's better than robbing a convenience store with a knife.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That's true.
That's true. Like this other guy, Japanese man says, "I'm a Vietnamese," while pointing knife at a convenience store worker to rob her.
In perfect Japanese, he says, "I'm Vietnamese."
Why?
No.
What does this mean?
He actually
is,
to his credit, or maybe unsuccessfully, spoke in broken Japanese.
Oh no!
So he probably is Vietnamese.
He was doing a bit.
No. He was trying to throw off the trail from him by saying, "I'm Vietnamese" when he went to rob this place.
I've tried this; it doesn't work, dude.
Just tell people it's Jamaican.
Mabuklat!
We ain't buying it. Come with us, sir.
One of the problems was he used this word that they use it in Japanese to sound, to signify that it's someone that
is a
native speaker.
Right.
But it's not something that
a non-native speaker would know.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
What word is that, burrito?
It's jibun.
Jibun.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound appropriate
doesn't
at
sound
all.
Good.
Yeah, most people learn just watashi for I.
And then this guy's over here, jibun Vietnamese.
Yeah,
jibun Vietnamese.
When I tried this, dude, I said some words, man, and, you know, it just it backfired.
Monkey's nobody believed ball, you.
Yeah,
I
not
don't
only
know
did
why.
I go to jail, but people were just upset that I was... They get upset when you say certain words, dude, and you wear a certain kind of makeup, you know?
Yeah. You're out here with tape over
and
your eyelids.
And knife in their face.
So this guy got arrested?
Yeah, he got arrested. They saw through his ruse and found him.
Was he just trying to steal money?
Yeah. He didn't even get any money.
What is the interesting point of this story?
At knife point.
I thought it was funny because this guy's like in here going,
"I'm totally Vietnamese.
I'm a Vietnamese."
So if Brian ran up into a store and said, "I'm Jamaican bumbleclot."
Is that what Jamaican bumbleclot? I'm Jamaican bumbleclot.
That would make an exciting story.
It would make the news.
It's kind of meme-ish, but on the same note, it's like, could have came up with something better.
Are you talking to the criminal?
Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah, the criminal.
The criminal.
No, sorry, you're man. Like... No, like, I'm a Vietnamese bowl of pho or something.
No, what? He's not trying to be racist. He's just trying to, like, throw them off.
Yeah, it's just not good. Like, if you just walk in saying I am a thing, like,
nobody's
going to
believe you. Yeah.
Are you? Why are you telling me you are?
Yeah. Why are you saying... Well, it's like Brian going into a convenience store and said, I'm Jamaican, give me all your money, bumbleclot.
What does that have to do with, like, holding up a convenience store with a
knife?
No,
that's the point.
It was basically a disguise. He was saying, like, look, when you go look for this criminal, definitely don't look... If you're going to look for someone that's Vietnamese.
So he's trying to drop him off at the beginning.
Right.
It's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
So is a knife at a convenience store. Sorry to bring it down,
guys. They don't have guns, man.
They don't have guns?
They don't have guns.
Really?
Nah.
Only samurai swords, baby.
There you go.
Oh, I can't do it. Can you do a shing? That's pretty good. That's better.
It's called a resounding.
Is it really?
That's what the...
It's called sounding.
Yeah.
Sounding. Resounding is when you put it back
resounding
in.
Resounding
is when you flip over the sounding rod and go the other way.
It's when you put up your ass.
Sword resounding.
Jesus.
What?
So you put it up your ass first, and then you go in. That's resounding. God damn.
And then you let all the poop fly out and smear it on someone's backpack.
And that was the Burritos Nippon News.
Disgusting, dude.
New owners of Wu-Tang Clan album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, revealed. So what makes this exciting? It's a group of guys that bought it, that invest in like NFTs.
Mm-hmm. The original
spent
NFT.
Like,
mm-hmm.
What, $4 million
physical,
or something?
Physical NFT.
On this thing?
Yeah.
Did we ever decide whether or not there was like they signed a thing promising not to release it? Like, what's keeping these people from releasing? They don't want to release it because they spent so much money on it?
No, they're going to.
Oh, they are? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, eventually. But
they bought it just to release it, I think.
I think they want
to
do a thing where it's kind of like how Kanye was doing his new album,
Donda.
Where they'll hold like a showing of it.
Right.
And like, yeah, Donda, and they just play it. At a stadium, which
are they
going to
make money on
lame,
it?
But
are they that's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
It's kind of an investment move.
Okay. Well, I hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah,
me too.
What if it sucks ass?
I mean,
I think regardless of it, maybe if it was trash, people would say it's not trash because of what it is.
Right.
I think Wu-Tang was probably like, look, we don't have to really try that hard because it's gonna.
We're just selling
one
of
copy.
These. Because why sell a million copies when you can just sell one?
Also, while we're at it, dude, free Martin Shkreli.
I would agree with that.
That's you guys' hero, right? Why
Did
is he
you
your
ever
hero?
Know that you're... Because he's doing what everybody else is doing. He just didn't lie about it.
That's right.
Tell us
My
about
hero.
It.
Integrity. It's called Integrity.
Never heard of this guy.
Integrity.
Oh, he did some insider trading, I think, but also he...
jacked the prices of his medication like sky high
and
made a buku ton of bucks on it and said, well...
This is what I did.
Wasn't considered illegal then, right? Was it a legal move until they looked back?
I don't think he got in trouble for raising the price. He got in trouble for some other nefarious money thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's my boy. And what's up, Martin? If you're listening in jail, call Brian McFly when you get out. We'll fuck.
Brian's son.
Monkey's out of the
Brian's
bottle,
son.
So yeah, 74 crypto fans, $4 million.
That album appreciated in price, huh?
Yeah. It was taken up by the FBI.
Yep.
And then resold.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the FBI, rare flesh-eating STD on the rise in UK, doctors warn. So, yeah.
Relapses can reoccur or can occur 6 to 18 months after apparently effective therapy. Wow. What were you
going to
say?
Relapses. I said you were planning on going out to Europe. Careful, will you stick your wicket.
Damn, have you guys ever thought
dip
of
your
having
wicket.
Your genitals eaten by flesh-eating bacteria?
I dated a flesh-eating bacteria.
Living the rest of your life like
hey,
that?
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
Aren't they all flesh-eating bacteria?
I'll be here all week. Hey, she was named Margaret. Show some respect.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, God, can you imagine?
Did you look up this Donna Vosis?
Does it only
eat
dick or nah?
I think it eats your genital area.
Why is this bacteria so, like, concerned about your genitals?
Is this crotch rot, dude?
This is one of those, like, don't Google
type things.
Is this
blue waffle?
It's worse than blue waffle.
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
Do not Google image search the new STD donovanosis. Did you do it?
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, you saw on Twitter, they said don't do it.
Burrito did it.
Burrito, did you do it?
I did not.
But he's going to.
Well, I'm too old to look at this shit, dude.
Yeah, this is, like,
this is
early internet something
shit.
Awful.
Do you think you'll eventually see it?
Yeah.
But when he's diagnosed.
Yes.
Yeah.
He hopes
from
to
Europe.
See it when he returns
see it in
from
the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Europe, woman shocked to find whole potato in a bag of Aldi chips.
That's pretty funny.
How do you fuck
Aldi's
up like
are.
That? Is that disgruntled employee?
No, that's
just, like tossed a
just
potato
lazy.
In there? How did
it
make
it
all the way
checks.
Into like the bagging?
It didn't
as a
pass
whole potato?
Checks. Yeah, I don't know.
sounds ridiculous. It sounds like something that shouldn't happen, like that can't happen.
Oh, I'm sure it can.
It just did. So yeah. Yes, it totally could.
Or she could have set it up herself just to make the news.
Oh, no. Just like that lady who cut off her pinky.
Big toe.
And put it in her Wendy's chili.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
You know, if you can get away with it, that's not a bad investment.
Wait, there's a quote.
What?
I like her quote. It says, I opened it and without looking, reached in and felt a smooth, cold ball.
Damn, dude.
She's been here before.
Act like you've been here before.
And it won't be the last time.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Well, also, what if your balls were cold? Isn't that weird?
It might be nice.
You think it would?
It'd be like less sticky.
Yeah. That's
true. That'd be like body temperature, but cold. I don't know. That'd be strange.
60 degrees?
You have to go to the doctor, dude.
Are you asking for a friend? What if your balls were cold, right, guys?
They're not cold. They're like chili.
Wendy's chili?
Yeah. Felony charges filed. Oh, sorry.
Felony charges filed in KFC drive-thru rage.
Oh, no.
This is just a true or false story. Tell us, Brian.
Oh, shit. Can you read that?
A chicken enthusiast is facing felony burglary and child abuse charges after allegedly striking a teenage worker in the neck because she was unhappy with the service at the KFC drive-thru window.
Child abuse?
Wait, she struck...
Because it was a teenager.
She struck a kid in the neck? Do you think it's a karate
teenager.
Chop?
It was actually a roundhouse kick.
I think child abuse is a little
from the
silly.
Driver's side
roundhouse.
Window.
Roundhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting.
Do you think it just took too long and she was just pissed? Or
she
just
didn't get her sauce.
Day?
And she heard from Art that they're notorious and nefarious for this type of thing.
She heard about it.
Okay, I like that she has an advertisement for them too now.
dude, there is an advertisement. Yeah. She's cute as hell, dude. This reminds me of I was telling Jim and I, there's a Twitter that you guys should follow. It's called Mugshotties. And it's just shotties. And it's just like...
I think it's mugshot hotties. But it's like a
you don't think it's like shorty, like shoddy?
No.
You don't think so?
It might be, but I don't think
it's
like
people
that.
Say shoddy, though?
They say shorty.
Yeah, but S-H-A-W-T-Y.
Usually the R's in there.
Pronounce it.
What?
Shorty? Usually they spell it S-H-A-W-T-Y if they're going to say shoddy.
No, that's what it is. It's mug shoddy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
Yeah.
Oh, it is S-H-A-W-T-Y.
Yeah,
okay.
Shoddy. So
well, obviously,
but guess. It just has the mugshot and like they're always hot, and then it just says like one word, it's like assault. So,
genius.
So it's always a true on mugshotties.
Would you call that juxtaposition?
Oh yeah, dude, hell yeah, that's textbook juxtaposition.
Like strawberries and Pop Tarts, is that juxtaposition?
What?
Kellogg sued for $5 million over the alleged lack of strawberries and Pop Tarts.
What is this, amateur hour?
So there's not enough strawberries in Pop-Tarts, apparently. They're getting...
I'm a big strawberry Pop-Tart
proponent,
guy.
Especially if you're going to get the strawberry ones.
Is this person suing holding up convenience stores with knives?
No. So I guess in strawberry Pop-Tarts,
it's different
like,
berries.
What is it? Less than 5%
filling?
Actual
strawberry?
Dried fruit. And there's strawberries, apple, and something else.
Pear.
It's always fucking pear.
Abundant.
Yeah, it pears and apples, but they don't say pears and apples on the front. They're just like talking about how it's strawberry because they use red 40.
Delicious red 40.
Wouldn't it be I think it would be
delicious.
Like they would
be like corn syrup, sugar.
They would be kosher if they put like strawberry in quotes, right?
Or like change the spelling of strawberry.
Oh,
like strawberry.
Strawberry.
Oh, shit.
Strawberry.
It contains 2% or less.
Or if it said Daryl Strawberry, then you wouldn't really think that it had anything to do with strawberries in general. You think
are you talking about Daryl Strawberry's jazz?
Jesus.
And the Pop-Tart? On the Pop-Tart and the Pop-Tart. And it's in the Pop-Tart, how did they get it in there?
It's a manufacturing process, bro. Think about it.
It's a lot of jazz.
Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry's jazz, how much do you think it go by the jar?
Did he love cocaine?
Maybe. Maybe he was like a betting man, but he's infamous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A jar, 16-ounce mason jar.
Does this...
Daryl Strawberry's jazz.
Is it just, like, collected so it's all coagulated and gross, or is it
no,
kept,
this
like,
is
proper?
Every single time he comes 16
oh,
ounces
this is just
every
one
time.
Day's of work?
This is per load.
Wow.
I would charge more for this if I were him.
How much are you charging?
At least $20 a box.
Oh, a box. We're pricing a whole jar, a mason jar of Daryl Strawberry's jizz.
Well, let's see, what, like horses or what is that?
15K a shot.
So if we're going
give
off
or
the
take,
horse scale.
Not worth the price of entry, if I'm just being honest.
That's legal vendor
on
pricing.
On a flavor profile.
I don't know,
but
dude.
How much would you charge per Pop-Tart?
He said $20 a box.
Nah, that was too low. $20 a Pop-Tart.
Do you guys think that there are dudes that know like flavor profiles of different jizzes and stuff? Like,
yes,
throughout the animal
tell
kingdom.
Tell us about it, Brian.
Oh, I thought you just meant men who have tasted a bunch of cum.
They could tell, like, if they had six of their best friends who they've all tasted,
like artichokes?
Whose cum it was.
Oh, like a Pepsi challenge?
Like a Pepsi challenge. Do you think that they... With, exactly, because you don't... I mean, like, you could probably tell, oh, this is Dave's dick. I know how Dave's dick's
yeah,
feel
Dave
in my mouth.
Yeah, Dave is very unhealthy. And this
I know
is,
it's, yeah.
Or he's diabetic because this is
it's
really
a little
sweet.
Maybe around the way, dude.
Sweet cum.
That's how Patrice O'Neal... I told you about this. Yeah. Patrice O'Neal...
his
I don't
wife.
Know if it's
they
true,
were in piss play.
His wife... He found out he was diabetic because his wife... They're into piss play, and she tasted his pee, and it was sweet. She said, you need to go get that checked out, my man.
Hey.
And then he died.
So, when people are into piss play,
mm-hmm.
do they just do that in the
I'm
bathroom,
listening.
Or are you pissing on your bed? Because
you can't piss on the bed, dude.
You know, right, unless you have the waterproof sheets.
Yeah,
I guess that's how you do it. If
or
you
the,
like
yeah, the mattress cover thing that's in mental hospitals,
like rubber sheets.
Rubber sheets.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you just take it to the bathroom, right?
The first time you do piss play, when you figure out that you like it, is on the bed and you fuck up everything. But
yeah.
after that, you
Tell
get, you get one mulligan, dude. And then the rest.
It's when a girl squirts on you. Like,
well,
that's where you get your first taste.
Play?
It's definitely piss play.
Dude,
it's
mean,
definitely
it's not
piss play.
It's alkaline solution
it's
play.
It's 95% piss play.
No, dude.
It looks like piss. It smells like piss. Tastes like piss.
I made a girl. I'm sorry. I made her squirt.
Hey, guy,
a
hey, fellas.
Ago.
Fellas.
And it's been a while. So, no, this might. I'm trying to think.
She faked it and just pissed on you. She faked it and just pissed on you.
But you know what, dude? I don't give a shit.
It's the same experience.
It's the same. It's the same difference. It's effectively.
I am a god. Is what he's fucking.
That's
thinking.
What it is, dude.
These
god.
Fingies.
Guys.
I got blisters on these fingers.
I can't recommend it enough, dude. It's just
yeah.
it's
making a lady squirt. Can't recommend enough. That's on the cover art. Lady squirt. 10 out of 10. Brian McFly, comma Slam City Radio.
Hell yeah, dude.
You guys made boxes. When's it my turn?
Well, that was the news. No, we got
so
one more.
Toilet paper.
We got one more.
Oh, I don't know what to say about. Okay, hundreds of rolls of toilet paper spilled onto California highway.
Hey, this is an art story, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is an art trope, and let's explain why, and we'll be done with the news. First off, some kind of vehicle rolled on the freeway and spilled like a bunch of shit, right?
You just
like
love
something,
when,
right?
You love when mass populace is inconvenient.
Not like a bunch of wood, something boring. Fucking toilet paper!
Right, it seems like a bit.
Yeah, do you think this toilet paper was like packaged or loose or what?
It looks, I could tell
do
it's...
Do you think they could have salvaged some of it?
You can't. You can't run into the freeway and start grabbing toilet paper rolls, man. That should just let it go.
Do you think this is just going to like a warehouse, or what's the story on why this vehicle was full of toilet
yeah,
paper?
Yeah, it was probably like
maybe
a store-to-store transfer.
It's going to a Hilton.
Yeah, maybe
yeah.
a Hilton.
I mean, they probably
so you think it was
a
like a janitorial?
It was a
delivery
company,
truck.
Yeah,
Sandy King or something.
Yeah, this story is just
Cintas
more and more
regular
strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Daryl Strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Nah, see, now that's funny.
That is pretty funny.
I don't care who you
that
are.
That was in the news.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gap serves you
everything
in the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has
everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your mucher and cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have
everything!
So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
What I have for lunch?
Boom-chi, in a can.
Chicken.
Boom-chi, I don't eat that anymore.
He's off of that.
I'm off it.
A jazzy it's jambalaya.
Gumbo.
You this is funny because every
Yazzy
time
gumbalaya.
It is gumbo, but every time you say it's jambalaya, I gotta try this jambalaya, dude.
Try it.
It's always jazzy jambalaya, but no, he gets the great value.
Sometimes, yeah.
Treat yourself.
No, I think I get Campbell's now. I'm kind of like
get that jazzy. Get
myself.
That jazzy. Actually, try the Yazzy jambalaya.
jambalaya.
The Yazzy jambalaya, baby.
If Daryl Strawberry dropped his load in your jazzy jambalaya, would you still eat it?
Dude, what if you could you make a roux out of strawberry?
I think so.
Cum roux?
Yeah.
Daryl Strawberry roux?
Cum roux.
Daryl Strawberry.
Overcornified.
All right.
Strawberry. Oh, that sucks.
Boomchi. Chicken two ways.
Look, don't be confused by the way he's saying this. The way he says it, it's like a real dish. Chicken two ways.
Chicken two ways.
You know, chicken
two
ways.
You know. Have like an egg.
Oh, this guy. See, hey, he's thinking.
It wasn't just egg.
It wasn't just egg.
Okay. So you had breakfast for lunch?
No, it did have two egg. Ways. Chicken two ways. Think of the two ways you could have chicken two ways. Pretty much exactly the same.
So eggs and hard boiled eggs.
No, man.
Chicken the two main ways you can have chicken.
Baked,
but
fried?
Also, how can you prepare chicken and eggs the same way?
Fry them? This is hard, though. I
so they're both
know
fried?
It,
no. Another way.
It is a mixture.
Like chicken salad?
There
yes.
you go. Oh. What's the other one?
With eggs?
Yeah. No chicken. Chicken salad, egg salad, sandwiches.
Okay.
Chicken two ways. If you guys were wondering.
So was it like two different sandwiches or was it one slice
ways.
Of each and
it
one package
halves.
At 7-Eleven?
Yeah, you got me. You got me. I got the chicken
That's
two
like
ways from 7-Eleven.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, no, he made it. It's a good name.
It's a great name.
But it's two different slices. One's like egg salad and the other one, wow.
Chicken salad.
That is
chicken
genius
two
stuff.
Ways.
Chicken
like,
two
hey,
ways.
Maybe you want two different sandwiches.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
It worked.
Props for 7-Eleven.
Chicken two ways.
I think it's already a thing, dude.
Nope.
Did you have chicken two ways, burrito?
I didn't. Boom cheek. One thing came from a pouch.
Oh, yeah. Tuna salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just tuna. I didn't make it into a salad.
Starkist tuna on crackers.
Yes. Well, no, not crackers.
Saltines?
No, just
salty
just
teens.
Just the tuna.
Salty teens?
Maybe he had salty teens.
Salty
legal, of course.
Yes,
19.
Of course. 19 salty.
18,
salty as hell.
19.
And they're not salty. They don't taste salty.
Tastes
they're just,
like tuna.
They're just mad about it.
Salty teens tuna.
You had salty teens tuna?
Get out of here.
Smoked tuna.
Put your dick in me. Stop being a little bitch and fucking fuck me. I'm a salty teen.
Why did I go for this service?
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, too.
The other thing,
bitch.
Boomchi, it came in a cup.
Of noodles, he says.
Oh, no.
A cup of noodles.
Cup of noodles and a pouch
of
tuna?
You went to mashed potatoes in a cup.
The mashed potatoes eat with chopsticks?
Chopstick mashed potatoes again?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a go-to. That sounds like a go-to from Burrito on Thursdays.
Indeed.
Which you didn't plan for.
Boomchi.
I was running kind of late and I had lots of stuff to do, so I didn't get to leave to go get a Quiznos.
That's a shame.
More like Quiz Yes. Yeah.
Could have been a freebie next time.
That's true.
Boomchi, rabbit food.
You had salad, baby?
I did have salad.
Why,
what did
dude?
I put
we
on
all
the salad?
Had salad. Why? Boom are you okay?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it was just like...
Are you starting to listen to
are
your
you
doctor?
Cleanse?
Yeah, no, you're doing cleanse.
Kind of. A little bit.
A juice cleanse?
More of like a purge, you know? Like a.
Gotta, I don't cleanse,
gotta,
I purge.
Yeah, you gotta kind of...
Don't you wish you could be like a shark and turn your guts inside out and just get all that bullshit out?
That'd be
out?
Awesome.
Yeah, kind of like
start
that.
Over.
That's kind of what you're doing.
7-year-old shit in my guts.
Taking on!
More roughage.
So what, did you have like kind of a...
come to Jesus moment?
Yeah, you like felt bad about yourself?
Or have you been shitting weird?
It's like part of the routine,
salad.
You know, like the,
he's
the
got...
biannual salad eating.
I had my biannual salad.
True.
No, it's biannual doctor's checkup. That's what I said.
Dude, pretty soon you are going to have to get the checkup.
Biannual salad?
Biannual salad.
A couple years, dude, you're going to have to start getting the thing, dude.
The finger in the
thing?
Butt.
Thing, the booty
no,
thing?
They got technology these days, man. They just use a big veiny dildo instead.
Oh. Okay, that's better. That is better.
I mean, I got to do it now.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Burrito's got to get an ultrasound inside of his butt.
Why? Do you have a thing? Do you have a health thing?
He's old as fuck.
He hasn't been gaining weight.
I'm just kidding.
Are you 40?
No.
Oh. No.
You don't seem 40.
But you're taking fingers, man?
I'm as old as Gemini.
Yeah.
You're taking fingers?
Nah, they're going to put one of those little
dildos.
Cameras.
Like the
oh,
ones that they
call colonoscopy.
That they want the ones that
you're
they
not
put
just
in
getting
the
your prostate
the lady.
Check.
Oh no, I haven't gotten a prostate check.
You get
check
to drink
yet.
That thing that Juggo
Juggo
low
cleanse.
The poop juice.
Juggo low.
It's like the thing that flushes you out in like 30 minutes.
Shit, oh wow.
I bet that would feel
I would
amazing.
Love it, actually.
Yeah, just one quick
I would feel like I'm dying.
No, you'd have to do it over the weekend for sure.
Yeah, you can't make
and
plans.
I'm melting.
You bunch of old farts talking. What the fuck?
Colite is what it's called.
Yes, colitis.
I had other bad stuff today, but that wasn't for lunch. The main thing was a salad, but there was like a chicken sandwich with it.
Chicken salad sandwich.
No, it was just like fried chicken. I had fried chicken twice today. That's funny.
Wow. Damn. And a salad.
There was chicken on the sandwich. I mean, on the salad.
No, it was a separate thing.
He also had fried chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So in addition,
the salad was
a bit of a, what they call
the meal.
A red herring.
Yeah, was a red herring,
dude. It was totally a red herring. And what I had for lunch.
Whatever lunch. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered. Tikkun Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO.
Thickum Farms.
We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get the Marty's pumping and those vapes popping. Thickum.
Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to puppy, cerda gorda.
Come to daddy, you fat pig.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
All day, every day!
I said split. Stick it up your ass.
That's what he would do it.
Stick it up your ass. Stick up your ass.
Sugar. Stick it up your ass.
Sugar water. More.
Sugar.
More. Up your ass. Stick it.
Like an Egger suit.
Is that too much?
Hit him up.
Alright, dudes.
I gotta go.
Boy needs to jump to his open mic.
Yeah.
Get his dick wet.
Oh, wait, shit. Was Art talking about you running away?
What's that?
Art was talking about you running away from us or something?
What do you mean?
You're saying the Honda Fit could not go 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's like, we're going to follow you to the open mic. I was like, okay, I'll try to go 120. But I couldn't go 120. We all know that.
I could definitely catch that, no doubt.
All right, man.
See you later, man.
Thanks for jumping through.
Thanks, man.
I'll see you, dude.